Two excavators dig out part of the East Fork of Omer Creek, a salmon stream that runs under Mitkoff Highway about 21 miles south of Petersburg. They're moving huge logs 60 to 70 feet long, many with root wads still attached, installing them into the stream bed. 6 decades ago, the trees along the stream were logged and many stumps removed. Heath Whitaker is a hydrologist with the U.S. Forest Service.
When you lose the wood out of the stream, you lose the fish habitat out of the stream. And the hard part to overcome is you have a long time to wait until the trees that were logged in the floodplain come back to a size that will create more habitat in the future.
This project aims to rebuild some of that fish habitat on an area of about 20 acres around East Omer Creek, along with the north and south forks of a tributary to that called Lumpy Creek. The Forest Service has contracted with Petersburg company Rockin' Road Construction to cut trees and truck them in from a different part of the island. In mid-July, they started building structures out of these logs to create new deep pools for salmon and trout.
And now we're just basically creating a structure that will create that pool. And so we're pinching it from the sides with large root wads, and we're laying in other wood that will interact with the water, you know, as it gets higher. And so all that energy, all that power that comes down in the water is going to basically flush out a nice big deep pool.
As we talk, standing in one part of the creek, young coho salmon hold nearby our legs in the gentle flow. It's midsummer, the stream level is low, but work is meant for the high water of heavy fall and winter rains like the area saw just 2 years ago. And it's not just in-stream work they're doing. The repairs stretch out into the forest where the water flows when the streams top their banks. At the same time it was logged, the area was also a source of gravel for the crews that extended nearby Mitkoff Highway. When they removed that, they also took the valuable topsoil that normally would help new trees grow. The Forest Service is partnering on the project with the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition. Kelsey Dean is a watershed scientist with that group.
All of your soils, your topsoil, it's like in your garden. There's nothing left for those trees to use to grow. There's a lot of areas where this happened in the 60s, and normally you would see trees be 2 times the size they are now, but they're really stunted in growth because they lack that topsoil, that nutrients. So in addition to the fish habitat, we're doing some...
Behind us, the machines move large logs, knocking over a small tree and reminding us we're in the middle of a construction site.
We're also looking to restore the floodplains and recruit that soil back in by placing large wood there so that trees can grow bigger and not be this stunted.
The Watershed Coalition purchased additional wood from a local company that will be dropped into the floodplain. The project also means re-engineering part of one of the creeks to divert flow into an area that's been cut off from water. Overall, the cost of the work, just over $400,000, with the money to pay for it coming from multiple sources. Sig Burrell owns the Petersburg contracting company, Rockin' Road Construction. He says it's not the first stream restoration work they've done for the Forest Service, and they like doing it.
Yeah. Well, we've been working. You know, we had to go harvest the trees and that. We were out there for like 3 weeks, and then we'll be here for probably 3 weeks by the time we get everything done, 3 to 4 weeks. So, yeah, darn near a couple months of work here, so...
What do you think? Is it going to last? Are you going to be...
I think it'll last.
Yeah.
It'll last. We're digging them in good. Yeah. No, I think it'll... You know, we did that one out on QU and one on Prince Wales, and they seem to... Heath and these guys know what they're doing and how to tell us where to dig them in and how to build these structures, so...
The Forest Service did some prior restoration work at Omer Creek a couple decades ago, adding some rearing ponds for smaller fish. Ultimately, that's what this project is all about, and those ponds are showing some signs of working. Taryn Snyder is a resource specialist intern working with the Forest Service this year. He's with a program called Vets Work Environmental, a career development program for military veterans. He's trapping and moving juvenile fish out of the waterway before those ponds will be deepened this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. So we see a density that we're trapping in this back channel of about 85% coho salmon. We catch Dolly Varden, cutthroat trout, a lot of sculpin as well, the bottom feeders. And I have caught one steelhead, about 180 millimeter steelhead in here. Our numbers right now is we are, in the first 2 days of trapping, we caught just shy of 400. And I'm at right now in my trapping, after my first round, just over 110. So more traps are in the water right now. They'll bask for about 2.5 hours, and I'll go check them again. And
the crews will be building around 15 structures in the creeks, and that work should be done by early August. The Forest Service will monitor the progress 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years after the work is done, although the benefit for tree growth may not show up for much longer. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.